From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with some regional news stories. The city of Pittsburgh has agreed to pay $7.3 million to settle a lawsuit by the family of a man who died after an officer placed him in a neck hold. The East Bay Times reported yesterday that the city agreed to pay the family of 32-year-old Humberto Martinez Sr. An autopsy showed Martinez died in 2016 from having the bloodstream to his brain cut off by a carotid hold. The controversial technique has since been banned in California in the wake of the police killing of George Floyd. Nearly 70% of adults in the U.S. say the 2020 presidential election is a significant source of stress in their life. That's according to a survey from the American Psychological Association. Stanford psychology professor Keith Humphreys says mental health professionals are among this year's frontline workers.
It started even before the election because the coronavirus has cut people off, you know, a lot of social isolation, a lot of fear, a lot of bereavement. So we had that already, and then you have the fires, and then you have this.
Humphrey says there are things you could do to help reduce anxiety.
Turn off the social media and the internet, and instead talk to someone who you love, or pick up a book or watch a movie and just tune out, take a break. It'll be there when you get back.
If you're counting down, we've got about 6 days until polls close in California. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.